Okay, so we just had the CPI numbers that came out, and they were, well, exactly as the market expected. And to celebrate that the numbers came out exactly as the market expected, this is how markets responded, or in fact, this here is how Bitcoin responded. We got this big green candle up, and now we're touching $64,000. The altcoins looking green again today. And I'm going to show you why I think this happened. I'm also going to show you whether or not we're out of the woods, because is this enough to get us out of the woods, or is this just going to retrace? And I think it couldn't have come at a better time, because if you look at when it came at a time where I guess you could say most people were starting to lose hope, and people were starting to talk about the fact that the bull market may be over from now. And to be honest, when I woke up this morning, for the first time, I thought to myself, is there a chance that this bull market is actually over? And then I clicked that was the trigger to actually start deploying more capital. And so today I'm going to show you where I am deploying more capital. And I can tell you that it's not where you think. It's not where you think. Where I'm deploying capital today is something completely different. So I'm going to show you where I'm deploying capital. I'm going to show you if we're out of the woods and why I think we may or may not be out of the woods. And then we're going to talk about an altcoin ecosystem where I'm actually starting to deploy capital. So let's get going, guys. Wakey, wakey, rise and shine. I'll tell you what's rising and shining at the moment. I'll show you exactly what's rising and shining at the moment. Is Gummy is rising and shining at the moment. You all know why Gummy is rising and shining at the moment. Hey, Josh. They do. You see, well, what I recommend you do is that you join our announcement just after the show. We're having a Twitter Spaces about 1 hour after the show. And what I also recommend you do is you go to memestaking.com and you just raid that site, because any minute now that site's going to go up and you're going to be able to stake your Gummy and get baked. You're going to be able to stake your Gummy and get baked. So listen, if you're new to the channel, subscribe to the channel. If you've been here before, smash the like button. We've got a crazy, crazy, crazy show for you guys. Lots of alpha going to be dropping on the show, lots of alpha. But if you want the alpha, you've got to smash the like button. And I mean, come on a day like this, we should be in a happy mood. We should be ready to rock and roll. It's green out there. It's a beautiful green day out there. We needed this green day. A lot of people were losing hope. Look at this big green candle and Bitcoin moving up. I'm going to show you exactly why it's happening. I'm also going to show you why I think it came at exactly the right time. In fact, let's get straight into it. So what actually happened was we got the inflation numbers. Now, I said to you that I was torn about these inflation numbers. And the reason why I was torn about these inflation numbers was I said to you, look, when I look at the charts here, the charts are telling me that there needs to be a breakout, and the breakout needs to be upwards. And the reason why the breakout needs to be upwards is we've had a bullish flag, a leg up, then another bullish flag consolidation, then a leg up, and now another bullish flag consolidation. And the RSIs are at the bottom. And I said to you, I have a suspicion that the stochastic RSIs will cross on the day of CPI and we will get a green candle. But the problem is that when I looked at the data from the Cleveland Fed said that inflation was actually going to come out at 3.5%. And the expectations were 3.4%. And that's why I was confused, because the Cleveland Fed is usually quite accurate at calling the inflation numbers. And they said that they are expecting 3.5%. Anyway, let's go to where we are today. We got the inflation numbers. And the inflation numbers are 3.4%. Now, that's not a lot to celebrate. I've got to be honest. That's not a lot to celebrate, because, I mean, inflation is still at 3.4%. And yesterday we had the PPI, and the PPI numbers showed that inflation is actually getting higher. PPI is producer price index, and that shows that inflation is actually getting higher. So what exactly is the market celebrating here? Well, I'll show you what the market's celebrating here. The market is celebrating the fact that the last three readings for inflation have actually been up. So we went 3.1, then we went 3.2, then we went 3.5. So it was up, up, up. Also, for the last three readings, we were higher than expectation. So you can see the expectation here was 2.9% and we got 3.1. The expectation here was 3.1 and we got 3.2. And the expectation here was 3.4 and we got 3.5. So the market is celebrating two things. One is we weren't above the forecast. That's like one thing that's celebrating. And two is that even though it's just the tip, we actually now are in a downward trend. Okay, so the upward trend maybe is finished. Now, what we need to pray for is we need to pray for next month that the inflation continues to go down and that we are moving in a downward trend. Because remember what Powell said. Powell didn't say he will start cutting rates when inflation hits 2%. He said he will start cutting rates when the direction of inflation looks like it's going towards 2%. And so now what people are talking about is they're talking about a rate cut actually in September. So traders are now firming up bets on a rate cut in September and December after CPI data. So now they're talking about September and possibly a rate cut in December. Let's just see what the CME probabilities chart says. You know, you have to keep refreshing this, because if you don't keep refreshing it, your probabilities are actually going to be wrong. So let's look at the probabilities here. Okay, so they're talking about one rate cut in September, and whoa, they're talking about a second rate cut in December. They're talking about two rate cuts now. Kind of makes sense that we will get one rate cut before the election. You can imagine that sleepy Joe Biden, who is willing to do anything to win the election, will actually go and whisper into Powell's ear. And you know the thing about Joe Biden? When he whispers into your ear, you got to remember that he also takes the smell of your hair. So he says, reduce CPI. Because you know Joe Biden. You know how he is. Josh, you're putting me off here, bro. So you know that he's going to go and whisper into Powell's ear, and he's going to smell Powell's hair, and he's going to say to him, please, bro, we need to reduce the rates before the election, because that's the only way I'm going to get the markets to pump and get people to feel rich and get people to feel like I'm doing good work. And that's pretty much what's going to happen. So as we stand right now, wow, Bitcoin 60. Whoa, look at this. 64,524. This is an amazing, amazing, amazing candle. What we're all looking for now is we're looking for the weekly close to break above this little triangle over here. If we get that, it's Valhalla again. That's it. I told you, I don't know if you remember, but I said to you, if you've been watching the show, you know this. If you have been watching the show, you remember I said to you, I'm waiting for this line to cross. And I'm waiting for it to cross. And I think it will cross on the day of CPI. Here we are on the day of CPI. There's your cross. This is, for me, the most reliable indicator of another upward move. So that's pretty much where we are. And the upward move couldn't have come at a better time. And I think one of the things that we need to look at is what we spoke about yesterday. Is someone says Bitcoin is flying. Bitcoin is flying. Yeah, it's very good. There's also going to be a short squeeze very soon. And the shorts are going to get destroyed. The shorts are going to get squeezed. Anyway, let's talk about what we spoke about yesterday for a second. And what it actually means. And for those of you who weren't here yesterday, you should have been here yesterday. You can't only come here on the green days. Yesterday, we spoke about the takeover that is happening of Wall Street. The beginning of the resistance, the beginning of the rebellion, right? The beginning of the resistance, the beginning of the rebellion between the ordinary man and the hedge funds, the evil hedge funds and the evil Wall Street and the evil VCs. And what you can see, I want to show you how we are progressing in the war. As Emperor Lord Medici said, you know, like when I talked to my wife and I said to look, and I'm having a phone call. Who are you speaking to? Emperor Lord Medici. What's his real name? I have no idea. It's an avatar. It's crazy, the world we live in. But anyway, what he says is, the takeover is happening. And the truth is, if you look at the Roaring Kitty account, right? If you look at the Roaring Kitty account, what you'll notice about this account is that it has 1.2 million followers. Now, what does that actually mean? What does this 1.2 million followers actually mean? Well, what I did was I went and did some digging. I went to Social Blades and I went to look at the statistics on this account. I'm just going to refresh it so that the statistics are accurate for us right now. But if you look at this account picked up 650,000 or 700,000 followers in the last 3 days. This account picked up 700,000 followers in the last 3 days, right? Am I right? Because it says Wednesday. Yeah, it says last day is 451,000, but today, yesterday, 253,000. I think this doesn't measure today. So what you can see, it's picked up 600,000 followers in the last 30 days as they have been crushing the GameStop stock and the AMC stock, right? What does this actually mean? Why is this important? What it shows is, it shows that people are desperate to follow someone. People are desperate to follow anyone who can get them out of this boredom, who can get them out of this Wall Street leadership or Wall Street crushing Main Street, right? They are looking for anyone who can drag it out. And the reality is that this roaring kitty has stepped up as the leader almost and is now dropping the videos, the videos around all the AMC videos around giving AMC like hints about the fact that we are orchestrating a short squeeze against GameStop and AMC. And what you can see is that yesterday, GameStop was halted 16 times and AMC was halted 22 times. This one says trading stop and AMC were halted 34 times today alone. What you can see is that the resistance is fighting back. And Wall Street keeps blocking them by saying, okay, bang, you can't liquidate the hedge funds too quickly. You can't liquidate the hedge funds too quickly. And as this overdose says, they will never halt trading if you're losing or if you're close to being liquidated, but they'll probably halt trade if you're winning too much. I don't know about you, but I prefer my Web3 casino, and I prefer the Web3 casino by a huge margin. Also, the traditional Wall Street guys and the ex-head of the SEC, Jake Layton, he's come out and he's like, if Roaring Kitty is so excited, why can't he come on CNBC and talk about the stocks that he likes? Why is he tweeting memes? We have to question if it's legal or not. So now they're starting to like, is this legal? Like that he's talking about these memes? Of course it is. He's already testified in front of Congress. Truth is though, Bill Ackman can say anything he wants on CNBC. Warren Buffett literally gets permission from the SEC not to disclose the secret stock he's been accumulating for 8 months. But Roaring Kitty can't tweet memes. You understand how this game is rigged, right? They can do whatever they want with protections, but we can't tweet our memes. Jim Cramer is also having a field day about this.
I just can't get 64, or I can't even get to 50, I can't even get to 44 for that matter. In short, when I see this running GameStop, the responsible move is simply to say,
sell, sell, sell.
What about AMC? Different situation entirely. GameStop at least has a good balance sheet and actually turned a profit last year. It's just that the stock's overvalued compared to its peers. But AMC, well, if left to its own devices, I think this movie theater chain will mostly run out of money in 2026 when $2.8 billion in debt comes due. They sold some stock yesterday from a plan that allows them to raise capital, but the $250 million they raised just made it easier for them to pay their debts.
So Cramer is pretty much saying it's time to get out of these stocks.
If the stock keeps climbing, AMC can sell more stock. That's good. It's how these guys made it through the pandemic to begin with. But that biggest slug of 2026, it's just way too daunting. In the end, I think it's a dead man walking. You're catching AMC in the walking phase. Sell it before the dead man phase, and you'll do just fine.
So he's telling everybody to sell it. You know what that means? That's our cue to actually start buying this thing. So the resistance is well underway. The resistance is well underway on Wall Street. And that resistance is flowing into Main Street. Now, there's, you know, with this resistance, there are some winners and some losers. The losers obviously are the hedge funds, but the winners, just have a look at this. So you got Robinhood. They hit $5 billion in equities trading volume yesterday. One of the biggest trading days in the last 12 months. That sounds exactly like the Solana story. So what you can see is that the people that are on the right side of the resistance, and in this case, I must say Robinhood is very much on the right side of the resistance because remember, they are fighting the SEC in court now, right? They are fighting the SEC in court against this whole making things securities that aren't actually securities. Robinhood has now joined the fight with Coinbase and whatever else. So they're on the right side of history, and the people on the right side of history actually end up making money. So Robinhood hits $5 billion in equities trading volume. That means that they're making money out of brokerage fees and whatever else they do. People on Solana, over 1 million new crypto tokens created in the last month. That's 2 times the total number of tokens ever made on Ethereum, from 2015 to 2023. How's that? So that's 1 million new crypto tokens created in the last month. You know what this shows? It shows that in the new world, and that's, I don't know if you remember, but the reason why I created Gummy was to teach you guys how to launch a token and teach you guys everything about how to launch a token. Because being able to launch your own social currency and being able to launch a currency just like this without the government telling you what to do and how to do and whatever else, if you want to launch a social currency, you should be able to do that. And now you can see that it's happening because a million new social currencies were created in the last month by people. We are taking the power away from them. And people who are on the right side of this are actually playing the game and making money. So GME up another 90% in the day and climbing. GME on Sol he's talking about. He's talking about GME on Sol. What you're seeing is that people are making life-changing. Where, just tell me, where can you make this kind of money? Where the hell can you make this kind of money anywhere in the world as easily as you can make it in crypto? Like, where can you make this kind of money? Also, the fight against the VCs who decided or wanted to dump their low token circulation, high FDV bags on the retail investors like Dimension, who is now down 70% because there's no one to actually buy these bags anymore, and like Starknet, that's down 74% because we ain't dumb enough to buy your fucking bags, VCs. We're like, if you just look at all these VC projects that try to con the retail investor by launching just a little bit of tokens with a lot of hype, you can see what's happening to these tokens. These tokens are getting absolutely, absolutely destroyed as the resistance claims another victory here. Now, I was thinking about this, and to me, this is a very personal story. I'm going to tell you the personal story. When I started streaming on YouTube and I started making crypto videos on YouTube, I did it for a reason. Two reasons. The one reason is I realized that if I could study crypto and if I could have researchers that help me study crypto, and if I take all my knowledge and everything that I do and act on it and then tell everybody what I did, then I thought that if I could make money, the entire community could make money. And that was my way of saying I could change people's lives by showing them what I did, by investing in research, making moves and showing them what I did and why I did it. I could educate people and I could make them smart and financially free. That's why I started Banter. And a lot of people dismissed what I was doing and they said, like, you're a YouTuber. And a lot of projects actually came to me and said, you know, we wanted to invest in certain projects. And they said, well, no, this is only for A16Z, or this is only for certain value-adding VCs, right? They came to me and they said, you know, you can't invest in this because you're not a value-adding VC. And, you know, at some point I will name and shame some of the projects. There's one that I'm definitely going to name and shame. I'll name and shame it just now. But I said to them, look, you're not seeing what I'm seeing. And the reason why they're not seeing what I saw was because even though they ridiculed me for making YouTube videos and said that, you know, YouTuber can never be a value add on a cap table for a big VC project, right? I said to them, you're not seeing something. And so what I did was I just kept grinding. I kept making content every single day. As you know, I kept being as transparent and honest as possible. Because what I wanted to do was I wanted to build the biggest active crypto community in the world. And I think now we've succeeded. We've built the most active crypto community in the world. So much so that when we launched a meme coin for our community, that meme coin sitting at $100 million market cap. And it actually keeps going up. So what the VCs, what the projects didn't see, projects like Monad, who basically kicked us out of Round because they said we couldn't add value. We could not add value to them. They ridiculed us. What happens, the problem of what they didn't see was that in a world where there are over 10,000 new tokens launched every single day, and it's an international global community, right? If it's an international global community where 10,000 tokens are launched every single day, the most valuable thing in that kind of world is to stick out from your peers, right? Problem is, how do you stick out from your peers in a world where it's so big? How do you stick out? And what we have here at Banter with you guys is we've got the largest activatable community in the world, because not only are you guys one of the biggest communities in the world, but you're the most active community in the world. And now the same projects that wouldn't let us into their rounds will come back and are coming back and begging us for exposure on the show. And my answer to them is, well, you know, like when we wanted you to put stuff in the Banter bags, right? When we told you to put stuff in the Banter bags, you said that YouTubers can't add value to your project. Really? Now you're begging us to come. Please, can we get onto our show? Please, can we don't accept money, but please, can we come onto our show? It doesn't work like that. You want to be part of the most active community in the world. You have to respect that we are in an age now. We are in an age now where the end user, where the little guy can actually make a huge difference. Where a guy like Roaring Kitty can actually move stock prices so much so that Congress and the SEC can't stop him. We are living in a world where a guy who sits behind a webcam can activate an entire crypto community to do shit. And that's what people don't understand, because they think we're just YouTubers. What they don't realize is, or that they just thought Roaring Kitty was a streamer or a Twitter guy. What they didn't realize was that this is the most powerful, these are the most powerful people in the world. I'm not saying I'm one of the most powerful people in the world. I may be one of the most powerful people in crypto, but I'm certainly not one of the most powerful people in the world. It just goes to show that this is where the world is. And those projects that wanted to work with us, that didn't want to work with us and said that we couldn't add value, well, I guess that in future, when they come to us and say, we want the Banter community, you know what they'll get. They'll get one of those. Tell you one project that wasn't like that. In fact, one project that appreciated the Banter community from the first minute was a project called KelpDAO. And you're going to hear a lot about this project called KelpDAO. Now, for now, all I need you to know is that they were so respectful to the Banter community that they immediately gave you guys another $1,000 for the Banter bags. Now, these Banter bags are getting really heavy. Just look at all these tokens that are now sitting inside the Banter bags, now including KelpDAO. So KelpDAO is now in the Banter bags. We are going to be talking about KelpDAO a lot. Just for today, all I need you to know is that they are one of the largest restaking or liquid restaking protocols built on top of EigenLayer. Now, I'm going to do a whole lot of content around EigenLayer and how EigenLayer works. But for now, what you need to know is go and check out the KelpDAO link below. Go and see if you can restake. Go and learn how you can restake, etc., etc. And just know that this is a token that actually appreciates the power of the Banter fam, okay? And so much so that they gave us $1,000 of the thing. And they're going to do a lot of incentives for you guys to actually stake your tokens on KelpDAO versus anywhere else. And I'm going to spend a lot of time talking about a KelpDAO. So, and EigenLayer and all of that. So for now, what I'm seeing now is I'm seeing that the resistance is starting to win. I love this and I'm so scared to play it because I know I'm going to get a copyright strike, but fuck it, it's probably worth it. You can always delete it. So someone says Solana Summer is about to become a movie. And I mean, I don't know, it does feel like this, right?
To the break of dawn, yo!
It's basically Solana Summer. I don't want to play the music because it will actually get banned. And I mean, people are investing in crazy meme coins. I must say, I don't know if you can call it investing. I'm trading in crazy fucking meme coins with hat, without hat. I mean, I don't even know if I should mention this token on the show because it's such a low cap token. And I am holding a lot of the token myself. And I did mention it in Frontrunners. Frontrunners is our... Frontrunners is the Banter Discord group, right? So... There is a link below. Let's actually go to that link. There's a few links below. And I want to talk to you before we talk about. There's a lot of stuff we still have to talk about today. A lot of stuff. So Frontrunner is the Discord group it's the Banter Discord group where I dropped some of my thing. Let's just see. Is there a Frontrunner? Okay, here we go. So if you want to join Frontrunner, click here. You will join a waiting list because it's closed now. We're not taking any more people, but you can join the waiting list. That's where I spoke about this meme coin that I actually landed up buying today. Should I tell the guys in the show here? What do you think? Or is it too small? You sure? I think it's small. I think it's very small. This was the post. I said, hi, everyone. You are aware that this is filthy. You are aware that I own a bag and you are aware that this is a garbage meme coin. That's the meme coin ticker. I'm not going to tell you what it is because otherwise you guys are going to go and...
2,000 likes.
Okay, 2,000 likes, I'll tell you what it is. But remember, it's a meme coin garbage. It's a garbage meme coin and basically it has a hat. It basically has a hat. And I do own a big bag of it. So please don't say, oh, you didn't tell me. I do own a bag and if it pumps, I'm probably going to sell some of it because it's not an investment. It's a fucking meme coin. Okay, that's what it is. Anyway, this resistance, this tweet from Kitty, this tweet over here, this Twitter account couldn't have come at a better time, and it's almost like uncanny. And I'll tell you why it's uncanny, because if you look at the Bollinger Band compressions over here. You can kind of see, and the Bollinger Band compression shows when there is volatility, when things are moving. And when they compress, it means there's no volatility. But it came at a point where effectively the volatility had been compressed for a long time and Bitcoin was due for a move. It came at exactly the time. You couldn't script this better. If you look at the RSIs, the stochastic RSI, it literally came 2 days before the crossover of the stochastic RSI. How do you time this fucking thing better? Not only that. Here we go. You can see it came beautifully at the time of the stochastic RSIs. Okay, now if you look at the GameStop chart, if you compare it to the 2021, this is where the GameStop thing happened in 2021, and this is where it's happening in 2024. The time was exactly the same. The time was actually exactly the same. It was a time where people were calling the market dead. And to be honest, this morning when I woke up for the first time, I actually met Kyle for breakfast, and I said to Kyle, like, bro, what is the probability that this bull market is actually over? And then I was like, Jesus, you're a grumpy asshole before you drink your first coffee. And then I drank my first coffee, and then I was back to normal again. And when I was back to normal again, I was like, fuck, this is exactly the signal that I've been waiting for, is for me to start thinking that the end of the bull market is here. Because when you think that the end of the bull market is here, when you start doubting whether the bull market's here, that is the time where usually the market shocks you. And that is the time when Roaring Kitty came back. So now people are talking about, 2 months ago, there were juicy inflows, major runs, late entrance to the market. Now, late entrants lost all their money, same participants as in August 2023. Inflows have left the market or are sitting in the hands of the patient and the smart. Basically, people like wrote this off. But there's something that these people don't see. And I want to show you what these people don't see. What they don't see is that what's happening now is an exact replica of what we saw in 2021 to the fucking day. Literally, if you look at it, this is exactly what happened in 2021. Exactly. Look at the movement here, and the movement here is exactly the same. People don't see it. People don't see the fact that it, on average, it takes 160 days of chop. And so far, we've seen 65 days play out the cycle. You need to be patient at this part of the cycle. The people that are talking about the end of the bull market, as Elio says, people who don't see this as bullish have no desire for wealth. They want quick gains to spend on crap they don't need. Real wealth is built over longer cycles and in multiple cycles, right? That's when real wealth is built. The people don't see that big tokens have now got value again. And it's the same people that wished they had the balls to buy in the bear market, wished that they had conviction on the alts, and wished that they blocked out the bearish noise. Those are the same people that aren't buying now. You know, like those people that said, oh, I wish I had bought Solana at $13 when FTX crashed. Those are the same people that believe the bear market, the bull market is over, and that we're back in a bear market. And as Chris Berniski says, people have a funny tendency to get most bearish near the bottom. People who are complaining now don't realize that some of the biggest, most successful tokens are down a whole lot more. What they also don't see, what these people also don't see, they don't see that the volatility reaches all-time lows. And if you look at Bitcoin volatility, and you can look at the Bollinger Bands, and you can look at volatility here, every time volatility has reached a low in a bull cycle, we went up. And there again, we went up. And there again, we went up. And there again, we went up. And again, now we hit the bottom of the volatility thing. And we also, you can see it in the stochastic RSIs, which I've showed you already. What they don't realize is that the whales are actually taking time to buy now. What they're forgetting is that the ETF flows are coming back. What they're also forgetting is, remember Vanguard? Remember they fired, or remember the Vanguard CEO said, we're not doing Bitcoin anymore. We're not doing Bitcoin ETFs, right? Remember that? Guess what? He's gone. He resigned or got fired. I don't know what the story is. But I know the new guy is a guy called Salim Ramji. Salim Ramji is the former head of BlackRock Global ETF and one of the leaders in launching BlackRock's Bitcoin ETF. He's going into Vanguard to replace the other dude who wasn't for Bitcoin, right? Then what they're also not seeing, these people that think that the bull market is over, is that The state of Wisconsin's investment board, that's like the pension fund for the state of Wisconsin, discloses it holds over $100 million in BlackRock spot ETF, okay? Put it in perspective. Pension fund managers of state of Wisconsin has $162 million in Bitcoin so far. By the way, pension funds manage $24 trillion worth of assets, which is 2 times bigger than Bitcoin, BlackRock. And they're just starting. You can see it. So now, I mean, you can see that everybody is starting to buy, right? So pension funds have started to buy. Here, in fact, here's a spreadsheet of all the institutions. Here's a spreadsheet of all the institutions that have disclosed, because now they have to be disclosing. It's that time of the year where they make disclosures. Here's a list of all the institutions that are disclosing and how much money they've disclosed. I mean, just look at the list here. And the list is just getting started. That's what these people don't realize. Yes, okay, they're sideways chop. The truth is, it's normal for this part of the market. And just as you think you're about to get flushed out, that is when the market will start moving. Now, I'm saying to you, I don't know if this is the exact bottom. It may go down again. Who knows? I can tell you, though, that my trigger today has actually been triggered. Today. As I said to you, my trigger, and I've said it for many, many days, I've said to you, when the stochastic RSIs cross over, that is my trigger to start deploying capital. And today I'm going to start deploying more capital. Now, the question is, where am I going to deploy the most capital? And that's what I want to talk to you guys about. Where am I deploying the capital? So it's important in this market that you deploy the capital in the right place. And I'll tell you why it's important that you deploy the capital in the right place. Because if you read narratives incorrectly, then you could miss out on the bull market, or you could destroy your portfolio in the bull market. Remember, there's 10,000 tokens out there that are launching every single day, right? And so it's important that you invest in the right tokens, because there's not enough buyers for all the bad tokens. There's just not enough buyers. So it's important that you really, really, really invest in the right narratives. I want to just show you something which popped up yesterday on my timeline, but that was one of my TradingView watch lists from a year ago yesterday. That was a year ago yesterday. And you can see that a year ago yesterday, Bitcoin was trading at $28,914. ETH was at $1,933. BNB was at $322. Matic was at $108. SOL was at $2,264. And 147 was Arbitrum and Lido was 225. Now I want to show you what like happened. Bitcoin's 2.5 times where it was here. ETH is not even up 50% where it is from here. BNB is almost doubled. Matic is almost halved. Solana is up almost 8x from here. Arbitrum's down nearly 50%. What does that show you? It shows you that if you're going to deploy money, you have to be able to read the cycles. You have to be able to have the conviction to get out of certain narratives and to get into other narratives before it's too late. Now, in general, what I've done so far is I've published a list of my top 10 high conviction plays. And I've kind of said 90% of what I do is going to go into these conviction plays. I just want to show you how I'm doing today. Arweave, 4349, one of the best performing tokens. Near, I mean, just look, you want to know if we're spot on or not in terms of our narratives? Just look at what the big bubbles are here. So Rune, Arweave, Near. Okay, now Tau is, I do have a lot of Tau, but you can see that our narratives are spot on, right? Now, 80% or 90% of my investments are going into the top 10 high conviction bets, but I'm also starting to place other bets, and I want to show you where I'm starting to place a whole lot of other bets, and I want to say to you why. I think there are two narratives in this market that ran very early in the market, had a very good run early in the market, but then the bees left and the bees went to other narratives. They left these other two very substantial narratives. They left them for dead. And I want to talk to you about what those two narratives are. Today, we'll dig into the first one of those narratives. Tomorrow, we'll dig into the second one. So the first one that I want to dig into today is the narrative that had an amazing, amazing, amazing run in the beginning part of the bull market. And then the bees left it and they left it for dead. Okay. What is that narrative? Well, the narrative is the Cosmos ecosystem. In the beginning of the bull market, we had the whole Cosmos ecosystem explode. We had tokens like, let's actually look at some of the tokens and how well they did in the beginning of the bull market. So let's look at Injective, which is one of the big narratives that actually ran. Let's just get rid of the stochastics over here. But if you look at like how well Injective did in the beginning of the bull market was unbelievable. It went up 4,000% in the beginning of the bull market. There's many others. There's Celestia, which did really, really, really well. You can see over there. I mean, let's just quickly go here and just quickly go into and show you guys where it is. 1,000%, 10x returns. But the Cosmos ecosystem really, really had a good run. The problem is that the bees moved on and they left the Cosmos ecosystem for dead. The problem is that I still think that the Cosmos ecosystem is one of the most powerful ecosystems in crypto and that it is going to have another day in the sun. Now, what you want to do is you want to be buying tokens that nobody's talking about and you want to be selling tokens that everybody's talking about. And right now, there's really no interest in the Cosmos ecosystem, even though to me, it's probably the best ecosystem in the world. And why is it the best ecosystem in the world? Because all the chains are pretty much interoperable through this bridge called IBC. So think about Cosmos as a whole lot of different chains, and they can all talk to each other because they're all written in the same language, and they're all connected via this magic bridge, which is called IBC. And so what I think is, I think that because all these Cosmos tokens have actually taken a hit, now is the time where we should start placing our bets on the Cosmos ecosystem. So if you are asking where should you place your bets in the Cosmos ecosystem, don't worry, guys. We've made it simple for you. Here's a spreadsheet. We'll drop the spreadsheet. Frontrunners have already got the spreadsheet. Remember, if you want to join Frontrunners, go and join the waiting list. The waiting list is over here. That's where I dropped this gem over here, which is now roaring. Okay, the gem is, just so you guys know, it's Roaring Kitty with Hat. Okay, it's a Roaring Kitty with Hat. Now, again, I have a whole lot of these tokens, a lot. I'm going to dump them because it's a meme coin. So don't say, oh, but you dumped. Guys, it's a meme coin. I trade meme coins. I don't invest in meme coins. I only invest in two meme coins, Tuka and Gami. That's the only two that I'm invested in at the moment. All the rest for me are gambles and fun. Okay, so what is the narrative? The narrative is the Cosmos ecosystem. What are we looking to buy in the Cosmos ecosystem? Well, for me, there's a whole lot of projects. Axelar, one of the great projects. What Axelar is, it's effectively like a cross-chain protocol in the Cosmos ecosystem and even out of the Cosmos ecosystem. Local top, 273. Local bottom, 0.89. Mantra is another real-world asset play. And by the way, if you talking about Axelar, Deutsche Bank selects Axelar developer as partner. Axelar developer as partner in joining Project Guardian in Singapore, which is a real-world tokenization project in Singapore. The other one is Mantra, which is, by the way, it is one of our sponsors. So remember, I always tell you when we're talking about our sponsors, but that's not the reason I'm talking about them here. Yeah? I'm talking about them because they are a layer one on Cosmos for real-world asset tokenization. If you look at the report that was published in Grayscale, they talk about Grayscale published a report and they said, look, platforms that could benefit, they actually speak specifically around Mantra. So this is one of the ones these are the ones that I'm looking at. The rest I'm looking at, Neutron and Celestia, if you're looking at modularity. ThorChain, I want to talk about a lot. In fact, ThorChain and Babylon Chain, if you want to talk about the Bitcoin ecosystem. Injective, Stride, Kujira, Osmosis. We'll drop this in the spreadsheet in the description. The main ones that I want to speak about today are basically the ones that I've listed as my top five or my top six Cosmos ecosystem plays. So what are the top five or top six? My first one is Rune. Okay, so Rune for me has always been, and you can even see that's part of my high conviction bets over here. Rune is my fifth highest conviction bet of the cycle. It's a Cosmos chain. The reason why I'm getting so bullish on Rune now is because what they did was they actually enabled IBC, which means that now Rune can talk to the rest of the Cosmos ecosystem. You understand how big that is? Up until now, Rune's been a Cosmos chain, but hasn't been able to interact with all the other Cosmos ecosystems. Well, now Rune can talk to the rest of it, on top of the fact that it's got all its other increasing, you know, you can get great APYs. They've got great trading volume. Look at the monthly growth in swap transactions on Rune. So for me, Rune, one of the top five best Cosmos plays. Axelar. For me, Axelar is really, really, really one of the top plays in Cosmos. Astroport, the biggest DEX in the Cosmos ecosystem. For me, one of the most undervalued tokens in the whole wide world. Kujira, Again, this is a token that was at $5.29, now at $1.42. Saga, I love Saga. The reason why I love Saga is because Saga actually gives you the ability to spin up a whole lot of blockchains. In fact, the way that they say it is that they allow that. I just want to find you the little thing here. Let me find it for you guys. They said something like it's launching a chain easier than launching a website. So imagine that. That's what Saga does. The one flag around Saga is that only 9% of the tokens are in circulation. So be careful of that. But for the rest, this is the ecosystem I'm looking at. I think Cosmos is going to have another run. And these are the tokens that I would actually look at buying. Okay, so these are the tokens that I would get look at buying. I just want to, just for the sake of clarity, I want the researchers to put in price today so we know exactly what price we told you to start deploying the capital. Researchers, if you are watching the show, then you should do it. And if you're not watching the show, you're fired, because we all agree that everybody would just watch the show. Yes, so that's what I would be doing. That is the first ecosystem where I'd be deploying cash now, whilst no one is interested in it. And when the RSIs have crossed over and we think there's going to be another run, there's a good chance the bees will actually start coming back into Cosmos. And that's why I think start placing your bets now before the bees actually come back there. Look for the neglected ecosystems. Tomorrow, we will talk about the other neglected ecosystem. Someone's sending me a thing here. Okay, IBC on Room will come next hard fork. Not enabled yet, but confirmed. Okay, so he says he's correcting me. So he is actually watching the show. You see? They are actually watching the show. Very, very good. All right, so that is the Cosmos ecosystem. Remember that today you can get... there is a Gummy announcement coming in there. Josh, are we ready to rock and roll, sir?
We will be ready, yes.
Let's see. I'm going to check the website again. Can I stake my... Oh, man. Come on, Josh. Can we get this website up? Guys, remember, today is Gummy staking day. Also, remember the following. If you want Gummy, number one, go and open an account on Bybit. Okay, so go and open an account here on Bybit over here. If you open the account, go and open the account on Bybit. And if you open the account on Bybit, then you will be able you have to open the account and deposit money into Bybit. And if you do that, if you open the account on Bybit and deposit money, then here's what happens. First of all, you get a Gummy airdrop automatically. And it's quite a big Gummy airdrop because the price has gone up. But on top of that, if you trade, I think you have to trade 5 times. Then you will get, you have to trade $500. Then you will automatically get $100. It's like, it's so simple. So just go and click on that over there. And you got 15 days to do this. So in 15 days, they're giving away $2.25 million of Gummy. Go and do it. Trust me, this is the best time to go and do it. The next thing is, remember, if you want another Gummy airdrop, what you should do is go to DBridge. Okay, so go to DBridge, use that link. If you don't use that link, you ain't going to get the Gummy airdrop. Use that link. Remember that DBridge allows you to bridge any token on any chain to any token on any chain. And I've told them about the power of the Banter community. And as you can see from our referrals, we are now ranked community number 199 in the whole world. We want to get this to number one. So I'm going to show you how DBridge works. But in order for me to show you how DBridge works, what I need is a Solana address. I need one of you to give me your Solana address so that I can actually literally send you free money and at the same time show you how DBridge works. And remember, if you use DBridge and you use that link, not only do you qualify for Gummy, but you also qualify for points in DBridge, right? Now imagine like you're getting points in DBridge, which is a massive, massive, massive airdrop, and you're getting points in Gummy. So you're getting a double whammy. Now, drop your Solana wallet here and let me show you guys how to use DBridge. Okay, I'm gonna wait for you guys. Okay, let's see. Someone says, invite Steve from Crypto University. He's been here before. Steve's been on my show before. If we use different wallets on DBridge, yeah, you can. I mean, I think it doesn't matter. It looks at your browser. Just make sure you use our referral link. Otherwise, I can't track you. And now we're number 99. Remember, we want to get to number one. We want to show them Banter is the number one community so that they respect us and that they give us Banter bags and that they give us... Someone says, no hat. Let's just see what's going on with this. No hat. Yeah, I mean, yeah, look, you know you are buying a... you're buying a real meme coin here. Look, this is like a real meme coin, real garbage meme coin that's going to go to zero at some point, of course. So if you're messing with it, you know exactly what you're doing. Let's see. Has someone dropped a Solana address yet? Or are these comments very, very slow? Okay, I'm waiting for someone to drop a Solana address. The first person that drops a Solana address, I'm going to show you how this works. Okay. But wait, I can't get that address. I can't capture that address. So that's amazing, but I can't capture that. How much are the YouTube comments delayed here, sir?
It shouldn't be 20 seconds.
It's been way more than 20 seconds.
Oh,
let me turn to live chat. Okay, so let's go to live chat. Okay. Okay, let's see if I can get... I need to get a Solana address. I don't see a Solana address. All right, what we'll do is tomorrow I'll show you guys how to use DBridge, unless in the next 10 seconds I get a thing. Someone says already dropped, very delayed. CXD above. Maybe you think maybe the YouTube is deleting them. Okay, drop it in the comments and I'll show you guys how it works. And tomorrow I'll show you. But I think, yeah, someone says, I think YouTube blocks crypto addresses in the comments. So yeah, YouTube's blocking the crypto addresses. Ah, damn it. Tomorrow I'll show you how DBridge works. In the meantime, if you do want to bridge money from any chain, you can bridge like money from Ethereum so you can go from like ETH on Ethereum to USDC on Solana. You can just bridge your money. It takes like 5 seconds. So they banned YouTube banned their address. So sorry guys, not my bad, not my problem, not my thing. All right guys, I will see you guys again tomorrow. Actually later, I'll see you guys in the Gummy Space later. Hopefully by that time, memestaking.com will actually be up. Hey Josh, will it be up, Josh? Because if you delay our staking today, you're gonna have a very upset community, Josh.
No, we'll be up.
All right, see you guys again tomorrow. Until then, hope you had fun. Subscribe if you haven't subscribed, like the content, and trade well, my friends.